Hello, audio boo. Two boos from me in one day. Must be a record for a while anyway. Well, we are preparing, or more Damo's preparing some fish for our lunch, fresh fish. I thought I would just, a very late lunch, I thought I would just come by and have a chat about what just happened here when Damo and Katie and Damo's mum returned back from doing some shopping. Katie sort of made friends with a little dog that was kind of walking around and came to say hi to her, and it looked very much like their little dog Jasper, and he had a number on his collar and everything that we sort of called with no response, and he had a name on his collar which we didn't know what it was, couldn't read it properly for a little while, but his name is Fanta, and he's a real cute little dog. He's very very well looked after. He's at exactly the right weight, I would say. He's he's looking well. He's very beautiful nature, very trainable, definitely, from the sort of hour or so that we spent with him. And he just kind of turned up in the yard, so we brought him inside and rang the number a few times, didn't get any response. But yeah, when we brought him in, we kept him on a lead. We used one of our dog's leads to sort of keep him on so that we could keep tabs on where he was, and because we didn't know how he would react with either of our two or with Abby the cat. So we brought him inside and gave him a drink and took him out the back and gave him a chance to go to the toilet and, you know, things like that. And he was quite happy just wandering around having a sniff of our place. He did try to investigate Abby a couple of times, one of which resulted in a near chase. That didn't happen. But yeah, he seemed to make friends with our two quite well. And in the end, we got a phone call from a lady who had who was the owner of Little Fanta. And he was, because we didn't know where he'd come from, we didn't know whether he was, you know, somewhere else down the street, or if he was a suburb away, or, you know, he could have come from anywhere just about. But yeah, they were only actually just around the corner, about a street away, so it wasn't very far at all. So, but apparently the lady said that he was a bit of a wanderer, and, you know, it was the third time I think he'd run away, so lucky he didn't go very far, you know, if he was into doing that sort of thing. But yeah, it was a dear little thing, and I was quite pleased to look after him for, you know, until we found his owner sort of thing. But yeah, he's back with his owner now, thank goodness, and all safe and sound. So it's really nice when you come across a story like that has a happy ending. I know we've had a few such stories. Like, I remember when I was a teenager, we found a rainbow lorikeet in one of our trees, and we looked after him for 2 weeks, and we thought for sure he was ours until, you know, someone posted an ad in the paper, showed us a photo and everything, and yeah, it was exactly the same bird. So but at least this one was, you know, discovered very quickly and had a very happy ending. So Fanta's back with his owners now, and we are going to have fresh fish and salad for lunch. Or is it early tea? I don't know. It's getting close to that anyway. So yeah, that's all from here for now, and we'll speak to you later. Bye.